But I think she didn't finish high school because we got married. I think she was a junior in high school, and we got married and everything, so she didn't finish high school. But I'll put her up against anybody that's got a.
Well,
I mean, yeah. She's real sharp. You know, some people, even with a diploma, are pretty dumb.
Tell me some of about your
Mother.
Your parents, where they were born, and.
My father was born here in Laredo, Texas, and my mother was born in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. And I think they got married 1931 or 32.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother lived in Nuevo Laredo.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother came from a large family. There was 5 brothers and 3 girls.
Mm-hmm.
And when she got married, she came over here to the States to live, and she got a permit to live, you know, over here because she was a Mexican citizen. And then she immigrated. She got immigrated into this country, and then she became an American citizen. She applied for American citizenship,
mm-hmm.
and so she's an American.
What did you say her maiden name was? You said that's an older.
Mm-hmm. Prominent name from Mexico. Yeah.
Your parents' education?
They finished high school, but that was, you know, neither one of them went to, I'm sure, yeah. No, my mother went to school in San Antonio, I think, for 2 years, in Carney Wood College, high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's a college and a high school, you know, combined together. And I never asked my father. They just finished high school. I don't think they ever went to college.
You said a lot of people that live in the Mexican Laredo,
mm-hmm.
I can't pronounce it, did they come to school in the States?
Yeah.
Is that what your mother did? Or?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She came to school here. And almost you find...
Is that the more prominent families that do that?
Yeah, it's just the most more prominent families.
Mm-hmm.
The schools are better here.
Mm-hmm. High schools?
High schools. For both, but in Mexico they're very advanced in math. That's one
mm-hmm.
thing that you get a kid in the fifth grade that can keep up with a freshman here in the States, because their math is really advanced. I mean, they really teach
mm-hmm.
them a lot of math. But all my cousins' children, because all my cousins are married now, and all their children that live in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
they go to school here. Either in some of them are boarders in San Antonio. They're going
mm-hmm.
to St. Mary's Hall in San Antonio. Some went to Hockaday in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of them are educated here in the States.
Mm-hmm. What sort of work did your parents do? What did they do?
My father was a rancher.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was just a housewife.
Mm-hmm. What about your grandparents on your mother's side? Where were they born?
My grandmother was born in Liberty, Texas, which was 50 miles from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents came from France, and my grandfather was born in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Where in Mexico?
I don't know. You know, there's a book that was just published, a little monthly deal that they have here in Laredo. I wish I could get it for you, because you could read a lot there. It's all about the family. You know, they just published it here last month, and I had a bunch of them, but I don't know what they did with them. I don't know, maybe what my wife's got one. I can give you one. Read about it.
You don't have your ancestors on your grandfather's side, do you know?
On my mother's?
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm.
They were Mexican.
Well, my grandfather was Mexican, but my great-grandmother was French.
Mm-hmm.
On my mother's side.
What about your other great-grandmother? You know?
She must have come from France. And they came to Liberty,
uh-huh.
which I don't know if you know where Liberty is. It's close to Houston, on the Louisiana border. And then I don't know how they met. I don't know how my
mm-hmm.
grandfather and my grandmother met. Did ask her. And then on my father's side, my great grandfather came from Italy,
mm-hmm.
and my great grandmother came from France.
On your father's side.
Uh huh.